USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The father of missing college student, 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts, has confirmed his daughter's body has been found. Rob Tibbetts says it was found in Iowa. Neither he nor police are releasing further details. Molly Tibbetts vanished after taking a run on the 18th of July in her hometown of Brooklyn, Iowa. The White House says a former Nazi labor camp guard who'd been captured by ICE agents yesterday has already been deported to Germany. Yaakov Pauly, coming to the U.S. in 1949, he became a U.S. citizen in 1957 after lying about his Nazi background. Special Assistant to President Trump Theo Wald.
President Trump sees Pauly's removal as a strong message to the entire world that the United States stands firmly against anti-Semitism and human rights violations.
USA Radio News.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
President Trump says the idea of denying former President Obama access to intelligence briefings was never discussed or even thought of at the White House. The president responding on Twitter this morning to a New Yorker article that claimed White House aides had considered that idea last year. A statue of a Confederate soldier at a North Carolina college is toppled by protesters.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, this place is catching fire. Hey, hey, ho, ho, this place is catching fire.
A group of 250 protesters using a rope to pull that monument known as Silent Sam down at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill last evening. A South Carolina woman is dead after an apparent alligator attack. A sheriff's office spokesman saying she was walking her dog near a lagoon on Hilton Head Island when she was attacked yesterday morning by an alligator that was reported to be over 8 feet in length. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Developments in the case of a man who allegedly opened fire in a newspaper office. A trial date's been set for the man charged with killing five people in the Capital Gazette newsroom in Annapolis, Maryland in June. The judge setting the date for Jared Ramos' trial for January 15th, 2019. Anne Arundel County State's Attorney Wes Adams will handle the prosecution.
We're going to handle it just like we would every other case. If it needs to go to trial, we go to trial. If there's a plea that can be worked out that is fair and just to everybody involved, then we'll work out a plea.
Ramos pleaded not guilty when he was indicted by a grand jury on a total of 23 counts of murder, attempted murder, and assault. He's accused of opening fire in the newsroom on June 28th. Comedian Kevin Hart's movies could be targets of a boycott now by supporters of President Trump after the comedy actor took a lot of verbal shots at the president during last night's MTV Video Music Awards show. One Trump supporter's tweeting this morning, "Kevin Hart, the decline starts now. It's all downhill from here." And Cape Canaveral's a step closer to resuming manned space flights. Yesterday, SpaceX installed the walkway that astronauts are going to use to board the Crew Dragon capsule missions to the International Space Station. SpaceX is planning to send its first such manned mission to the ISS next April. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.